Om Shanti. Bhog was just offered on the day of the Sadguru in Om Shanti Bhavan on the 22nd of May 2025. We now listen to the Sandesh, the message from Bap Dada. On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself, as I reach the subtle region, what did I see there? I saw that many, many brothers and sisters were already present in front of Baba, and they had come with that one loving thought that they want to meet with Bap Dada, but Baba was not instantly visible. So everyone had a thought, they were wondering where Baba was. Someone was looking here and there. After a few seconds, Baba appeared in front of us, and Baba asked, "What were you children doing?" And the children asked Baba, "Baba, where had you gone to?" Baba said, "Baba keeps the children in front. The father is the children's backbone. The father is the children's companion. And when the children are revealed, the father will be revealed. Because it's through the children that the father will be revealed. And this is why at every step, Baba empowers the children to move ahead, to progress. And in an incognito way, Baba carries out the task through the children." So Baba was showering the children with a lot of love. And then Baba said, "The father today is going to take the children on a tour." So the children asked, "Where will Baba take us?" And then Baba said, "Where will you go today?" So the children said, "We go wherever you wish to take us." So a mountain appeared, and as Baba spread out his arms, it was as though the children kind of signaled with his hands, and everyone started to fly upwards and reach the top of the mountain. And a very beautiful scene was visible from the top of the mountain. On one side, there was a Mickey Mouse. And as the children started to look at the Mickey Mouse, they were very happy. And they wanted to catch hold of the Mickey Mouse. So they tried to catch hold of Mickey Mouse, and as they touched the Mickey Mouse, their own form becomes like that of Mickey Mouse. And so everyone started to smile, and they were amused by this scene. In another corner, another side of the mountain, was a ball of fire. In another direction, there was a lot of chaos, a lot of upheaval. So the children started to get scared, looking at the ball of fire, and then looking at the upheaval. The children started to wonder, what is all of this happening? Baba then placed his hand on everyone's head, and as though everyone calmed down and came back to their original form. Baba then explained what is happening at the present time. On one hand, there are very fearsome scenes taking place in drama, as though a ball of fire is burning. So the children should not be scared looking at these scenes. Keep your stage fearless, unshakable, immovable. But in order to achieve that, what do you need to do? According to the time, every soul wants one cool drop of peace, and with that just one drop, their thirst will be dispelled, their thirst will be quenched. So according to the time, children have to create a fearless stage for themselves, become the embodiment of coolness, And through that form of coolness, they'll be able to spread vibrations to other souls, and those souls will feel, they'll experience as though God has heard their call, their cries. Secondly, Baba said, there's a lot of upheaval happening in the old world, and that will happen. But within all of the upheaval and chaos, the children should remember that Baba has given you that inner stage to be seated on. Remember that the Almighty Authority is your companion. So be seated on that seat of being Master Almighty Authority. So don't allow your stage to fluctuate with the situations of chaos. Always see every scene as a scene of benevolence. Thirdly, Baba said, Maya is coming in different forms in front of the children. Maya is coming in one form, the ball of fire. Thirdly, the different forms of upheaval. And then thirdly, Baba is coming in the royal form of Mickey Mouse. In that royal form of consciousness of I, the arrogance of I, different form of questions, why, what and how. So when these scenes come in front of the children, it's as though they're playing that game of Mickey Mouse and they come into upheaval. And then they keep wondering, why is my stage not strong and firm? So Mickey Mouse is also a royal form of Maya that is coming in a new way in front of the children. So maintain the consciousness of being an instrument. This is God's task. Remember that you should not allow your stage to fluctuate or come into chaos, no matter what happens out externally. Look at every scene as the detached observer and maintain a strong stage. Baba then said, should I send Mickey Mouse to you children? So the children said, no, Baba. Baba then gave the children a beautiful angel. So light was emanating from the angel, and this was decorating the children in a very beautiful way. Baba then continued saying, according to the time, you children have to create your angelic stage where you will experience lightness. You won't be scared looking at the scenes of drama. You'll be able to cross over all these scenes and experience the Father's company. I placed the bhog in front of Baba. Baba didn't eat or accept the bhog himself. He first fed all the children. Baba says, all these children have come today, so Baba will feed all the bhog first. And then while giving drishti to all the children, while through Baba's drishti, everyone was receiving an angel. Baba said, you are my angelic children. So maintain that angelic stage, remain light. Give sakash to the souls of the world in a way that they feel that God has heard our cries, our calls. I then shared remembrances for those who had offered special bhog to Baba. Baba emerged all of those souls in front of him and gave remembrances to all of them as well. I then returned. Om Shanti.